The Boy Scouts of America has promoted their organization as one which helps young boys develop a sense of purpose and direction, as character and honesty is taught. Too bad the Boy Scout organization does not practice what they teach. Since 2012, more and more information about how Scoutmasters sexually abused young boys has come to light. Not fully, and a lot more steps need to be taken. That's why we're here with my first guest today. He joins us to review the latest regarding this issue and the efforts being taken for, indeed, a full disclosure. He is New Jersey attorney, Greg Gianforcaro. How are you today, sir?
Good morning. How you doing?
Gianforcarolaw.com. You can learn more about Greg's law firm, legal services. And if you do a search of his name, you find out all the efforts he's been making over time with the Boy Scouts as well as the Archdiocese of New Jersey in the Catholic Church in a variety of ways as well, which we've often talked about here on the show. As I mentioned in the introduction, since 2012, a little bit more has been learned over and over again. Give us an idea, as the Boy Scouts of America has sanitized it, what is the ineligible volunteer files?
They also call it the perversion file. And these are files that are compiled by the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scout, the national office, holds the files. And they call them the perversion files. And these are individuals, mostly men, who have complaints lodged against them by either the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts or parents of those Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts. And in this situation, these men were placed on a list. There was an investigation at some level, and the Boy Scouts saw fit to create this list, call it the perversion file list, and create a list of men who are no longer allowed to serve in the Boy Scouts. The problem here is that this list for decades and decades has remained secret.
And it goes back to 1944, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. It goes back decades, like I said. And the situation is, what is happening now through the collaborative efforts of myself and attorney Jeff Anderson, who has actually sued the Boy Scouts in other states and obtained this information, he is now, through a collaborative effort through my firm and as well as his firm, we are releasing the names and releasing as much information as we can get out there.
Regarding that information, too, I mean, we've seen various degrees of openness by the Catholic Church. They'll either list the names and the location of a perpetrator, or the names, the location, and the actions of the perpetrator. What have the Boy Scouts done as far as the ineligible volunteer files? Because some of these cases, by the way, too, these so-called men have been allowed to perpetrate their poison multiple times before the Boy Scouts finally slammed the door on them.
Well, you know what? Look, let me just say this. We had an announcement yesterday regarding a lawsuit from a former Boy Scout in Atlantic City. And only through the efforts of us bringing this out and involving this gentleman coming to us, we learned that this pedophile who abused back in the 80s, who is on the perversion list, the Boy Scouts perversion list, is now hooked up and linked up with another, not a Boy Scout troop, but I believe it's a type of troop that's involved in working with children.
Yeah.
And that has only come out through the efforts of attorneys. And what's so important and why this is coming out now is because the legislators, and I really applaud Senator Joseph Vitale. Senator Vitale, for almost 20 years, has been pushing the legislators to open up the civil statutes of limitations. And it's only because of that, and the legislators are now heeding the call, and there is a bill on Governor Murphy's desk. Once he signs it, New Jersey statute of limitations will open up for victims of sexual abuse.
Yeah, the detail is that it will allow victims to bring a civil suit against an individual and or institution, including nonprofits. So this covers anything and everybody up to the age of 55 or 7 years after they make the discovery through psychological care, whatever the case may be, connecting their emotional and psychological injury to their abuse. And Governor Murphy is expected to sign this bill. How can he not?
Yes, absolutely. But I do want to, you are absolutely right in the way you've described the bill, but I want to, what's very important for your listeners is to understand, come December 1st, even for men and women who were sexually abused as children who are over the age of 55, they have the right for 2 years from December 1st, 2019 through November 30th, 2021 to bring their cases forward. They can go to attorneys. Attorneys will not be prohibited by the statute of limitations. So the courts are going to be, the courthouse doors are going to be opened up for all victims of both, frankly, childhood sexual abuse, and the Me Too generation has also made its way. And those victims of abuse, sexual abuse, even if they were adults when they received it, no matter how far back, the two-year look-back window applies to them as well. So this is a great bill that is on Governor Murphy's desk.
Talking with New Jersey Attorney Greg Gianforcaro. Gianforcarolaw.com is his website. Talking about latest revelations regarding the Boy Scouts and some of the evil that some of their Scoutmasters have perpetrated nationwide, not just here in New Jersey, and listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as New Jersey, Greg, how many cases do we have known on the perversion list?
Well, we have how many cases? We don't know that. How many abusers? 52 men are on New Jersey's perversion list. And I can tell you, just in the last week, I have heard from Jeff, Mr. Anderson and I have heard from numerous other victims who were sexually abused within the Boy Scouts by individuals who were not on that list. So I would say the list is at least into the hundreds, of how many abusers there are. As far as victims in this state, who knows? Endless amounts, and it's shocking. But it's only because of the efforts of Attorney Jeff Anderson and myself, as well as the legislators. Especially Senator Joe Vitale, that is bringing this information to light, and they are responsible for it. And I think it's great what's happening, because what's happening is, and there are a lot of victims of childhood and adult sexual abuse in your listening audience. And I think that, and they know, especially when a child is sexually abused, that is a crime of silence. But it is a lifelong sentence of failures of trust, failures of intimacy, failures of shame. It's such a horrific time, and they lost their innocence. And I said it before, and I will say it again and again, that children all over the world have a right to their innocence, and no adult, no institution should be allowed to take that away. And that's why bills like this and the legislators, what they've done is so important. They have heard the call of the victims, and they're opening up the doors to the courts. And these victims in this state are going to finally be able to receive the appropriate justice, and not these archaic laws. The laws are going to be open to them, and I think this is great.
And the Boy Scouts are getting called out because what's happening now should have happened with the so-called Scout leaders when their actions were discovered. But instead, for as much as we know, the Boy Scouts did nothing as far as turning these individuals over to law enforcement. If you look at a map of New Jersey, just to add graphics to the conversation, and you look at the points where all the known perpetrators in New Jersey were, if you showed someone this map with the dots on it, and then tell them what it was about, they'd probably think, oh, that's a map of where all the Walmarts in New Jersey are. That's how widespread and how numerous these actions are. And it's through the work of people such as yourself, Greg, and your fellow attorneys, the families, the victims coming forward, those who are still with us, by the way, because another untold story that we'll never know about, how many people who were had this perpetrated upon them committed suicide because of just how much it wrecked them?
Oh, Chris, I've had a client that committed suicide who was abused by a priest that we grew up together with. And I could tell you, that's why they call the victims of childhood sexual abuse survivors, because sadly there have been so many who have not been able to survive, who have not been able to live with the heartache and the torment. It's just so bad. It really is. I can't tell you how many times that I've had clients come to me and them tell me that I was the first one that they were disclosing their abuse to. They couldn't tell their spouses. They couldn't tell their children. They couldn't tell their parents. But they were able to tell. They couldn't even tell counselors when they went for counseling. But sometimes they're able to open up. If the laws are opening up, they're able to discuss this with lawyers, crazy as it sounds.
Well, that's
it's really, really sad.
And that's the message for you listening. If you have been a victim or know someone or think that someone has been a victim who was in your life, please let them know and support them and encourage them to step forward with Greg's law firm at gmforcarrolllaw.com or with any means necessary. And certainly once Governor Murphy signs the bill into law, then it's leveling and putting fairness in the playing field that's long overdue for the countless number of victims of not just the Boy Scout leaders, but from the Catholic Church, as well as other organizations. Sexual predators are going to finally be called on to answer for their crimes, and the organizations who hid them, gave them cover, gave them safety, will equally be called upon to answer for their crimes and for the harm that they inflicted on thousands of innocent children. Again, Greg's website, gianforcaro, gianforcarolaw.com. We have a link over at our page as well. And it's one of the outlets. Hopefully we'll bring you the sanity and the salvation and the normalcy that's been missing if you have been a victim of one of these demons on earth. And Greg, knowing how dedicated you are to this work, I know that there's more to be done, and you're one of the guys who's going to get it done. I thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Well, thanks very much for having me, Chris.